哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领我们今天的弟兄姐妹一起来参加灵会。
Thank God that today God can guide us, all brothers and sisters, to come here for this spiritual convocation.
愿主耶稣基督将属灵的恩典福气赏赐给我们大家。
May God grant His spiritual blessings and grace to all of us.
早上先要跟大家分享以实玛利与以撒。
This morning, I'd like to share with you about Ishmael and Isaac.
以实玛利是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Ishmael is the son of Abraham.
以撒也是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And so is Isaac.
这两个儿子在神救赎的道理上面，对我们有很重要的教训。
And both sons have a good spiritual teaching to us.
因为这两个儿子有两方面的代表。
Because they both represent two different areas.
保罗说，以实玛利跟以撒。
Paul said that Ishmael and Isaac.
他是代表两种神的儿女。
They represent both kinds of children of God.
一个是属肉属地的。
One that belongs to flesh and world.
一个是属天的属灵的。
The other belongs to heaven and spiritual.
所以我们今天要从圣经里头来学习。
So tonight we'll learn from the Bible.
从以实玛利与以撒的身上来认识今天的我们的信仰。
From Ishmael and Isaac, we are going to understand our belief today.
也来确认我们自己的信仰。
And also to once again recognize our own belief.
我们首先来看创世纪。
Please turn to Genesis.
创世纪十六章。
Genesis chapter 16.
首先我们看这以实玛利是怎么生的。
First, I would like to see who gave birth to Ishmael.
神选召亚伯兰。
When God chose Abraham,
顺从神的呼召，就来到迦南地。
He was submissive to the calling of God and came to the land of Canaan.
那个时候他75岁。
At that time, he was 75 years old.
到迦南地以后，一直他都没有生育。
And after he landed at the land of Canaan, he did not give birth to any son.
但是神应许这个迦南地要赐给他和他的后裔。
But God has promised to give land of Canaan to him and his descendants.
所以到十五章的时候。
So in chapter 15.
神就特别在应许他。
God gave him this promise once again.
当神重申他的应许的时候。亚伯兰就问神一句话。
So Abraham asked God.
我们看十五章的第二节。
Chapter 15, verse
2. 这亚伯兰说：“主，主啊，我既无子，那你还是我什么呢？”
He said, "Since I remain childless, then what can you give me?"
所以他就想到要承受我家的产业的就是。大马色人伊里一谢。
So he said, maybe the one who will inherit my estate is Elizer the Damascus.
这个是他的仆人。
This is his servant.
所以亚伯兰想到，我没有儿子，那你神要赐给我什么呢
？So he said, I do not have son. Then what can the Lord give me?
将来承受我的家业的就是我的仆人呐。
The one who will inherit my possessions will be my servant.
所以他说。既然我没有儿子，那么生在我家中的人呢，那就是我的后裔了。
So since I do not have any son, my servant will be my descendant.
但是神对他说，很清楚地说，这个人呢，不能成为你的后裔。
But God clearly told him that this servant will not inherit his household.
要你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。
But the one who's born from him will be his descendant.
然后就带他到外面去看星星。
So God brought him outside to see the stars.
说你数数看。
And asked him to count the stars.
亚伯兰数不过来。
But Abraham could not count them.
神就对他说，将来你的子孙呢，就像这么多。
And God told him, your descendants will be as much as the stars in the sky.
亚伯兰很单纯，他就相信神的话。
Abraham had a simple faith and he believed.
虽然他没有儿子。
Even though he did not have a son.
但神应许他要亲生呢，他会生儿子。
But because God promised that he will give him a son.
并且呢，会像天上的星那么多。
And will be as many as the stars in the sky.
亚伯兰就很单纯就相信神的话。
And therefore Abraham believed it with a simple faith.
看到第六节。
Verse 6.
所以亚伯兰信神的话，神就以他为义。
Because Abraham believed the Lord, and he was credited for his righteousness.
亚伯拉罕因信称义，就在这个时候。
And this is the time that he credited his righteousness.
啊，那么既然亚伯拉罕这样相信神，所以神就指示他。
Since Abraham believed in God, God instructed him.
神就吩咐他献祭。
To make his offerings.
要把他以后他的子孙呢、啊，将要所要遭遇的事情告诉他。
And to instruct him the things that will happen for his descendants.
这个就是下面这一段所记载。
And this is recorded in the passage below.
因为亚伯兰的信心。
Because of the faith of Abraham.
所以神在将以后的事情啊，告诉他。
So God told his future plan to Abraham.
那这个事情之后。
So after this incident.
看到十六章。
When we read chapter 16,
这十六章，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒来呀，不生育。
The wife of Abraham had born no child.
那这个他从埃及回来的时候，带来一个使女叫夏甲。
However, she had a maid servant from Egypt named Hagar.
这个时候，撒来就有一个建议。
And at that time, Sarah had a suggestion.
对亚伯兰说啊。神既然使我不生育，那么求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。
He says, since I'm barren, therefore maybe you can sleep with my maid servant so that I can have a child from her.
亚伯兰就听从了撒来的话。
Then Abraham listened to Sarah.
所以就娶了这个夏甲为妾。
So.He took Hagar as his wife.
这个时候啊，在迦南地刚好住了满十年。
And that time they have lived in the land of Canaan for 10 years.
那我们就知道啊，这个亚伯兰这个时候啊，他听从撒来的建议。
We know that at this time, Abraham took Sarah's suggestion.
他想，因为是神对他说啊，是亚伯拉罕亲生的。
He thought him to himself because God said that he will have a son.
那在当时的社会啊，妻子不能生育呀、纳妾来生孩子还是在太太啊这个妻子的名下、
And at that time, if your wife is barren, you can take her maid servant and have a child from her.
而且这个是属于太太权下的使女所生的。
And this maid servant is under the authority of the wife.
这个在人来想的话是非常理所当然的。
And this indeed is possible.
所以亚伯兰也没有想到什么，因为这个是很合理的事情。
And since this is reasonable, Abraham took the suggestion.
然后亚伯兰就答应了。
And Abraham took Hagar.
就听从撒来的话。就娶了夏甲为妾。
He listened to Sarah and took Hagar as his wife.
然后啊，隔年呢、他就生下了以实玛利。
So next year he had a son called Ishmael.
我们看十六章的十五节。
Chapter 16:15.
说后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子。亚伯兰就给他起名叫以实玛利。这里记载夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子。
Here says Hagar bore Abraham a son.
那亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。
And Abraham gave the name Ishmael to him.
那这个以实玛利啊，也是神对夏甲说的。
And Ishmael is a name given by God to Hagar.
在十一节那里，神对他说：“你要怀孕了，你要生一个儿子，你给他起名叫以实玛利。”
In verse 11, the angel of the Lord said to Hagar that your son shall be named Ishmael.
因为他怀孕之后啊，小看祖母，所以他就受苦了。
And because he looked down upon, Sarah, that's why she has to suffer.
啊，那么神对他说啊，你要生一个儿子，给他起名叫以实玛利。
And the Lord told her that he will have a son and he shall be named Ishmael.
因为神已经听见你的苦情了。
Because God had heard your crying.
你要回去再服侍你的祖母。
You should return to Sarah and serve her.
所以神听见她的苦情。
And because the Lord heard Hagar's crying.
这个以实玛利亚也是纪念她母亲的苦情。
And Ishmael also heard her mother's crying.
这个是以实玛利亚的由来。
And this is the origin of Ishmael.
从撒来的意思。
From the meaning of from the instruction of Sarah.
那么亚伯拉罕呢？他同意啊，赞同。
And Abraham also agreed.
生下了以实玛利。
And they gave a son named Ishmael.
从这里我们就会了解，这个以实玛利跟神没有直接的关系。
From here we can understand that Ishmael does not have a direct relation with God.
但是他是亚伯拉罕亲生的。
But he was still from Abraham.
所以神也要眷顾他。
And therefore God will also take care of him.
在十七章。
In chapter 17.
亚伯拉罕生以实玛利是八十六岁啊。
At that time, Abraham was 86 years old.
那就经过了到99岁的那一年。
And when he was 99 years old.
这个时候神就对亚伯兰说了。
The Lord appeared to him.
说你我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人。
I'm God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
那我就跟你立约。
I will confirm my covenant.
所以神是在亚伯兰99岁的时候才跟他立约。
And therefore, God made his covenant with Abraham at his age of 99.
要亚伯拉罕在神面前做完全人，神跟他立约。
So that Abraham would be blameless in front of God.
然后要他做多国的父。
And that he will be the father of all nations.
祝福他的儿子呢，要他的子孙要多起来，并且要建立神的国度。
So that his descendants will be abundant and they will build up the nation of God.
那么神应许跟他立约之后。
So after God made his covenant with Abraham.
又跟对他的对亚伯拉罕说。
He also told Abraham,
你的妻子撒来呢，也要改名字。
Your wife shall change her name.
所以亚伯兰就改名叫亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham changed his name from Abraham to Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕就是跟神已经立约的，就亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham means that he has a covenant with God.
而这个以实玛利是还没有立约以前的亚伯兰所生的。
And therefore Ishmael was born out of Abraham when he still had no covenant with God.
那十七章我们就看到亚伯兰已经神已经跟他立约改名叫亚伯拉罕。
So in chapter 17, God had covenant with Abraham and he became Abraham.
看十五节
Verse
15. 就同时呢，神也对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒来要改名字叫撒拉。
God also said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, he shall be Sarah.
因为神呢也要赐福给她。
Because God will also bless her.
那么撒拉呢要生一个儿子。
And he will also born a son.
撒来不会生孩子。
In the beginning, she was barren.
撒拉要生一个儿子。
But now she will have a son.
这种关系我们就要弄清楚了。
And we have to have a differentiation between these two names.
所以当这个撒来神将他改名叫撒拉的时候，同时应许他必赐福给他，他要为亚伯拉罕生一个儿子。
So when Sarah became Sarah, then she will give a son for Abraham.
那么神要让撒拉呢做多国之母。
And Sarah will become the mother of all nations.
同样的应许，必有百姓的君王要从他 出来。
And there will also be kings of people come from her.
那这个时候亚伯拉罕已经快一百岁了。
And at that time, Abraham was almost 100 years old.
他就高兴得不敢相信。
So he was truly overjoyed.
神是不是在跟我开玩笑？
Maybe God is joking with me.
所以他就对神说。
So he asked God.
啊，但愿啊，这个以实玛利。活在你的面前了，也就是说，以实玛利在你面前的承受这个福气了。
So he said, "May Ishmael inherit the blessings from you."
好像亚伯拉罕这个人很公道。
And we can see that Abraham is a righteous man.
他不会因为这个以实玛利亚是使女生呢，就把他看成第一级，他不会这样讲。
He did not because Ishmael was from Hagar that he thought he was of second class.
在他的心目中，这个以实玛利亚就是他的儿子。而且是长子。
In his heart, Ishmael is his son, and as well as his firstborn.
所以神对他这样应许啊，他还说，愿以实玛利亚活在你的面前。
Therefore, when God gave him this promise, he still want Ishmael to receive God's blessings.
那我们就知道这个亚伯拉罕是多么疼爱这个以实玛利亚。
So we can see that Abraham really treasured Ishmael.
那神也了解。
And God also understood.
但是神的旨意不是这样子。
But this is not God's will.
所以我们看十九节。
So let's read verse 19.
我们就知道是神亚伯兰跟神之间这种关系是非常的密切。
We can see that God and Abraham had an intimate relationship.
神说不然，这个以实玛利亚不是这个以实玛利亚。
It's not Ishmael.
是你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子。
But your wife Sarah shall bear you a son.
那你要给他起名叫以撒。
And he shall be named Isaac.
我要与他坚定所立的约。
I will establish my covenant with him.
啊，这个约啊，神跟亚伯兰所立的约呢，是以撒这个儿子啊。
So the covenant that God had with Abraham is referring to Isaac.
所以以撒呢，跟神跟亚伯兰所立的约有直接的关系的。
So Isaac had a direct relationship with God.Because of this covenant.
并且这个要做他后裔永远的约。
And this will be an everlasting covenant for all the descendants.
好，但是二十节啊，神对亚伯兰说啊。
Verse 20, God told Abraham.
他了解亚伯兰心里的感受。
Because he understood Abraham's feelings.
他一定很挂念，那这个以实玛利怎么办？
He will be worried about Ishmael.
所以说，至于这个以实玛利啊，我也应允你。
Therefore, God said, "As for Ishmael, I have heard you."
应允你就是说，亚伯拉罕对这个以实玛利也是有所求啊。
I've heard you means that God has heard Abraham's pleading.
所以神也答应他了。
Therefore, God promised him.
说我必赐福给他。
I will surely bless him.
使他昌盛。
I will make him fruitful.
极其繁多。
And will greatly increase his number.
他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。
He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation.
这个就是神看到答应亚伯拉罕所求的。
This is God has heard Abraham's pleading.
他跟神的应许的约没有关系。
Even though he has no part with the covenant of God.
但是神也是要赐给他这些属地上的福气。
But God still gave him earthly blessings.
所以神赐福给他这个是地上的福气。
And the blessings of Ishmael are of earthly.
让他昌盛。
So that his nation will increase greatly.
同样要生十二个族长。
And he will have 12 rulers coming from him.
这也是属肉的。
This is belongs to the flesh.
并且要使他成为大国。
That he will become a great nation.
这个就是地上的福气。
And these are earthly blessings.
这是以实玛利。
This is regarding Ishmael.
但以撒就不一样。
For Isaac is totally different.
以撒说我要与他坚定跟你所立的约。
For Isaac, God will have this covenant with him.
并且这个约要传下去，永永远远传下去。
And this is an everlasting covenant.
看到二十一节。
Verse 21.
说到明年呢，撒拉必给你生以撒。
The next year, Sarah will bear a son for you.
我要与他坚定所立的约，还是重复这句话。
And God repeated that I will establish a covenant with Isaac.
好，现在我们就会很清楚地知道这两个儿子呢，不同的地方在哪里。
Now we can clearly see the difference between these two sons.
一个是凭着人意、人的血气所生的。
One is born out of flesh.
那么以撒这个是撒拉不生育的撒来。
But Isaac was from Sarah, who was barren.
经过神的应许，改名叫撒拉以后。
But because of God's promise, she changed her name from Sarah to Sarah.
生下来的这个以撒。
Then she bore a son called Isaac.
就是神跟亚伯兰立约所生的儿子。
And this is a son from the covenant between God and Abraham.
所以在十八章这里就说了。
So in chapter 18 it says,
神对亚伯拉罕说,
God told Abraham,
我们看到第十八章的第十节,
verse 10,
说三个人当中有一个说, 到明年呢, 这个时候我必回到你这里。
He says that for next year I will surely return to you.
你妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
And Sarah your wife will have a son.
这一个人就是神的显现啊。
This is actually Lord appearing.
所以这位神的显现的这一位天使啊，对亚伯拉罕说。
So angel of the Lord told Abraham.
他说我必回到明年这个时候我必回到这里。
About this time next year, I will surely return to you.
是神回来他才生的。
Because God returned, therefore he bore a son.
所以他神回来的时候，你妻子撒拉就必生一个儿子。
So when God returns, Sarah will have a son.
这告诉我们什么道理？
So what teaching can we learn from this?
从神生的。
Born from God.
不是撒拉能生育。
It's not from Sarah.
因为他已经不能生育了。按照血气，按照这个肉体来讲，他是。断绝了，她是不可能生育的。
Because she was supposed to be barren and could not have any son.
所以撒拉不敢相信了，暗笑啊。神说：“神有难成的事情吗？你笑什么？”
And that's why Sarah was laughing because he did not think it was possible.
撒拉吓到了，说：“我没有笑。”说：“你笑了，你又没有笑。
”And Sarah was shocked that God knew she was laughing.
笑就说笑嘛，没有关系嘛，
It's okay that you laugh about it.
所以神回来，撒拉生一个儿子。
So when God returned, Sarah had a son.
这个就是以撒是怎么生的。
And this is the origin of Isaac.
好，那我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
这两个人撒拉跟夏甲、以斯玛利和以撒，这个什么关系？
We'll look at the relationship between Sarah and Hagar and also Isaac and Ishmael.
我们现在来看保罗他的说明。
We'll look at the explanation of Apostle Paul.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
保罗在这里说，在律法上记着，就是刚才我们所看的那些。
Here says that it's written in the laws. That's what we have read before.
所以亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。
Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by free woman.
使女就是夏甲，自主之妇人就是撒拉。
Slave woman is Hagar and free woman is Sarah.
那然而那使女所生的是按着血气生的。
And that one born of slave men was born in an ordinary way.
这个是人自然的生产。
That is a natural way of birth.
血气生的，就是我们都是血气生的，就是、自然的生产啊。
All from flesh, that is all of us.
那么，那自主之妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
But the son by free woman was born as a result of a promise.
这个不是自然生产。
Result of promise is not natural birth.
这个要弄清楚啊。
We have to differentiate.
因为保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
我们下面再看下去就会更清楚。
If we continue to read, we'll understand.
现在先来说到这两个妇人的比方。
These things may be taken figuratively.
保罗说这都是比方了，那两个妇人呢，就是两约。
For the women represent two covenants.
一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴。
One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves.
乃是夏甲。
And this is Hagar.
所以夏甲呢，就出于这个 旧约啊，这个两约是新旧两约。
And therefore, Hagar belongs to the Old Testament.
啊，旧约啊，这个是奴啊，这些是生儿子是做奴仆的。
Old covenant, that means those born from her will be slaves.
所以夏甲的代表了这个旧约。
And therefore, this is the Old Covenant.
啊，在二十五节这里说。
In verse 25, it says.
这个夏甲两字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山。
Because Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia.
啊，与现在的耶路撒冷同列。
To the present city of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷和她的儿女都是为奴的。
Because she is in slavery with her children.
哎，这个就讲到旧约。
This is referred to the Old Testament.
啊，所以这个夏甲就代表了旧约。
And therefore, Hagar represents the Old Covenant.
那旧约的儿女啊，都是做奴仆的。
Children of the Old Covenant belong to the slaves.
啊，所以属肉的那些耶路撒冷就是犹太人的。
And therefore, the fleshly people of Jerusalem are the Jewish people.
也是属于这一类的。
They belong to this kind of people.
哦，那这个就要让我们知道啊，这个属得救的人，属能够继承神所应许产业的人，到底是属于哪一类的人呢？
So which kind of people will inherit the promise of God?
哦，夏甲是属于这为奴的，奴仆啊，不能承受儿子的产业。
Hagar gives birth to the slaves, therefore they cannot inherit the promise.
哎，他所承受的这个地上的产业。
They can only inherit the earthly blessings.
啊，得到地上的这个祝福。
The earthly inheritance.
但是不能承受啊应许的产业。
But they cannot have the inheritance of the promise.
哦，那现在呢要讲到这个新约了。
Now we'll talk about the new covenant.
就是撒拉，撒拉就是预表的这个新约了。
Sarah represents the new covenant.
因为这个是神跟亚伯兰立约之后他改名的。
Because her name was given after the covenant.
那撒拉就代表这个新约，我们看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
所以下面说，经上记着说，不怀孕不生养的，你要欢乐。
Be glad, O barren woman who bears no children.
那撒拉本来就是一个不生养不怀孕的。
Sarah was a barren woman.
现在要生养了。
Now she will bear children.
对，要欢乐。
And she will be glad.
说未曾经过惨难的，你要高声欢呼。
You who have no labor pains, you should break forth and cry aloud.
因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
那这里就是讲到属灵的。
This is a spiritual teaching.
因为属肉体的呢，没有丈夫就不可能生育的。
Because if you belong to flesh, you cannot have children without a husband.
但是属灵的儿女呢，是不需要丈夫的。
But for spiritual children, you do not need a husband.
是从神生的。
Because it's born from God.
所以玛利亚呢，从神生了耶稣基督。
And therefore, Mary bore Jesus out of the Holy Spirit.
现在由耶稣基督生下我们这么多的，哇，这么多。
So Jesus Christ has given birth to all of us spiritually.
所以这个就是保罗向我们说明这新旧两约不同的地方。
So this is the difference between the old and the new covenant.
哎，从撒拉生的呢，这个是跟不是一从血气的人正常的这种生育的。
Because those born from Sarah is not of the flesh.
就是神回来他才生的。
Is when God returned and she gave birth.
所以他是从神生的。
Therefore Isaac was born out of God.
就是应许生的。
And out of the promise.
好，我们看二十八节
Let's read verse 28.
说弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
Now you brothers like Isaac are children of promise.
今天我们是跟以撒一样。
Today we're just like Isaac.
是凭着应许做神的儿女。
We are children of promise.
那从应许就是神的应许。
And this promise is the promise of God.
所以圣经上说我是从神生的。
Therefore, the Bible says that we are born from God.
我们是怎么样做神的儿女？
How did we become children of God?
我们看一下约翰一书，约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
John chapter 1.
十二节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12.
所以在新约里头神的儿女是怎么来的？
So in the new covenant, how did the children of God were born?
看第1章12节。
Let's read verse 12.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。 这一等人啊, 不是从血气生的, 不是从情欲生的, 也不是从人意生的, 乃是从神生的。
Verse 13.
从这里我们就会很清楚了。
From here, we can clearly understand.
当时犹太人呢不相信耶稣基督。
At that time, the Jewish people did not believe in Jesus.
所以当那个时候的耶路撒冷，那些属肉的这个犹太人。
So those Jewish people who belong to the flesh.
还是归属于夏甲这一类的。
They are still under Hagar.
但是他们自己说，我们是神的儿女。
But they say we are the children of God.
耶稣基督说不是。
Jesus Christ said, you are not.
如果是神儿女，你要相信我啊。
If you are children of God, you should believe in me.
你们会爱我啊。
You will love me.
那为什么你们现在想要杀我？
But why would you want to kill me?
可见你们不是神的儿女。
Therefore, you are not children of God.
因为亚伯拉罕，你们如果是亚伯拉罕的子孙，神的儿女，那你们一定会行亚伯拉罕所行的事情啊。
If you are the children of God, descendant of Abraham, you will do according to God's will.
所以保罗说，这些啊。 地上的耶路撒冷啊，这些属肉的犹太人呢，不相信耶稣基督的犹太人呢，他们也不是神的儿女。
Therefore, that's why Paul says that these people who belong to earthly Jerusalem, the Jewish people, they are not the children of God.
自己的人都不接待他。
Because they did not receive Jesus.
那现在谁接待他？
So who received Jesus?
凡是接待他的，就是信耶稣基督名的人。
Those who receive Jesus means those who believe in Him.
那么主就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
They will have the right to become children of God.
那这样的儿女是从怎么来的？
And how are these children born?
第13节就说明得很详细了。Verse
13 has a clear explanation.
这一等人是不是从血气生的？
They are not born of natural descent.
以斯玛利是从血气生的。
Ishmael was of natural descent.
也不是从情欲生的。
And they are not of human decision.
因为从肉体生的都是情欲生的。
Because those of flesh are of human decision.
也不是从人意生的。
And it's not of a husband's will.
以斯玛利是从人意生的。
Ishmael is of husband's will.
是撒来的意思。
It was the will of Sarah.
经过亚伯兰的同意。
But Abraham agreed.
才生下这以斯玛利。
And therefore Ishmael was born.
但是呢，现在在 耶稣基督里面的人,
but those who are in Jesus Christ
说, 乃是从神生的,
are born of God
跟以撒一样,
just like Isaac.
从神生的就是从神的应许所生的。
Born of God means born of promise of God.
所以今天我们要确认我们是不是像以撒一样。
So today we have to recognize ourselves. Are we like Isaac?
如果是的话, 那我们就是继承产业的。
If we are, then we have inherited the promise.
这个神的后世, 将来天国的基业, 我们才有份。
Then in future, we'll have this eternal inheritance.
如果不是跟以撒一样，就没有份。
If we are not like Isaac, we have no part in this inheritance.
看回来加拉太书第4章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第4章。
Galatians chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29.
说当时啊，那按血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的。
At that time, the son born in ordinary way persecuted the son born by the power of spirit.
保罗在这里将以撒呢说明为按着圣灵生的。
Here, Paul referred to Isaac as born of the power of the spirit.
跟耶稣基督一样啊。
Just like Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是圣灵生的啊。
Jesus Christ was born of the spirit.
那这个以撒一样啊。
So was Isaac.
从圣灵生的。
Born of the spirit.
那个按血气生的就是以斯玛利。
Born of the flesh will be Ishmael.
当以撒断奶的时候，这个以斯玛利就在那里戏笑。
So Ishmael was laughing at Isaac when he weaned himself.
所以撒拉呢就说要把使女跟他的儿子赶出去。
Therefore, Sarah wanted to cast out Hagar and her son.
因为他这个儿子不能跟我的儿子以撒一同。 承受产业。
Because Sarah thought that Ishmael cannot inherit the inheritance with Isaac.
所以保罗也在证明这件事情。
So Paul was proving this matter here.
说看三十节。
Verse 30.
说然而经上怎么说呢？是说把使女和他的儿子赶出去。
The scripture says, get rid of the slave woman and her son.
因为使女的儿子不可与自主之妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
For the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with a free woman's son.
所以以实玛利是不能承受产业的。
Therefore, Ishmael cannot have this inheritance.
唯有以撒才能承受产业。
Only Isaac can have this inheritance.
所以当时呢，亚伯拉罕听了这个撒拉这样讲，就很为难，很忧愁。
So Abraham was in dilemma when he heard what Sarah said.
怎么可以赶出去?
How can he get rid of Ishmael?
同样是我亲生的。
Ishmael was also his son.
他赶出去怎么办?
So what to do if he got rid of him?
他很忧愁。
So therefore he was in deep sorrow.
但神告诉他。
God told him.
你不要忧愁。
Do not be sorrowful.
不要为这个使女和她的儿子忧愁。
Do not worry about Hagar and her son.
撒拉所说的话你要听从。
You have to listen to what Sarah said.
撒来讲的话不要听就好。
Do not listen to Sarai.
撒拉讲的话要听。
But you have to listen to Sarah.
两个不一样。
The name is different.
但是亚伯兰是相反的，他听了撒来的话，结果呢，生子以实玛利来，现在麻烦来了。
But what Abraham did was wrong. He listened to Sarai, but he did not listen to Sarah.
哇，那现在呢？撒拉讲的话，他没有办法听从，所以他忧愁了。
And that is why he was in deep sorrow.
这个很有趣啊。
This is interesting.
我们在信仰上啊，常常会发生这种。当你忧愁的时候，你就会要考虑了哈。
In our faith, we often encounter this. When we are in sorrow, we will think a lot.
听到神的话，你就感到忧愁啊，你就。困难就来了，可能有在以前造成今天你有困难了，要听从神的话有困难了。
When we listen to the teaching of God, we might feel sorrowful because we cannot follow His instructions.
所以神就告诉他说，你不必为使女和他儿子忧愁。
And that is why God said to him, "Do not worry about Hagar and her son."
撒拉所说的话你都要听。
What Sarah has said, you have to listen to her.
因为呢，从以撒生的。才称为你的后裔，继承产业。
Because only Isaac can inherit the inheritance.
因为撒拉讲的话是正确的。
Because what Sarah has said is correct.
就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
那亚伯兰说：“那怎么办呢？”
So Abraham was thinking, what shall he do?
那这个赶出去怎么办呢？
What shall he do after he got rid of them?
神就对他说：“你不用挂念。”
God told him not to worry.
你不用担心这个夏甲以实玛利。
Do not worry about Hagar and Ishmael.
我会看顾他。
I will take care of them.
要不然人家放下心来啊。
Then Abraham no longer worried.
那这样他就按照神的意思，就真撒拉的意思，就把他赶出去了。
Therefore, according to the will of God, he got rid of Hagar and her son.
那他在那里走投无路的时候，神就眷顾他。所以呢，以实玛利呢，神按照对亚伯兰所说的。看顾以实玛利跟夏甲。
So when Hagar and her son had nowhere to go, God kept his promise and took care of them.
祝福他，让他生养众多，成为大国，说现在的阿拉伯世界。
And God also blessed him to become a great nation, that is the nation of Arabia.
说他住在弟兄的东边，以色列的东边，阿拉伯世界，就他的子孙呢，这么多。
They lived in the east side of Israel.
好，那么。在这里保罗就说了
Here Paul tells us
引这个圣经
Using the Bible verse
大家看到三十一节
Verse 31
说弟兄们这样看来啊我们不是使女的儿女
Therefore brothers we are not children of slave woman
乃是自主妇人的儿女的
But of the free woman
他怎么这么说
Why did he say so
他根据什么这么说
According to what
当然有所根据才能这样讲啊
Of course, he has some sources.
我们要确认自己呢，不能凭想象的。
We have to recognize our faith, not just imagine.
不能够一厢情愿的。
Or just believe blindly.
一定要有圣经的真理，从神那里来的很明确的证据，才能做这样的确认。
But rather, according to the teaching in the Bible, we have the evidence, and therefore this recognition.
所以我们说我们的信仰呢，一定要根据真理，圣经的真理就是这个道理。
Therefore, our faith has to be built on the truth in the Bible.
不是听人家怎么说我们就怎么信，不是的。
Not just listen to whatever people say.
那保罗他根据圣经来了解这件事情。
Paul, according to the Bible, understood about this.
那对当时的加拉太教会确认这件事情。
And he was trying to explain this to the church in Galatia.
因为加拉太教会已经受人家的迷惑啊，快要离开了，快要离开这个神的应许了。
Because the people in Galatia were being deceived by others and about to leave the promise of God.
现在看回来，我们看第三章，加拉太书第三章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章
Galatians chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
加拉太书第三章第一节
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1
说无知的加拉太人啊耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前谁又迷惑了你们呢
You foolish Galatians who has bewitched you before your very eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified
我只问你们一件事就好
I would like to learn just one thing from you.
你们受了圣灵是从哪里来的?
Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law?
当时那些人呢，要他们去回去遵守旧约的律法。
At that time, those people were trying to ask them to observe the law.
去做属肉的犹太人。
To become the flesh Jewish people.
就是开倒车了。
So you're actually backing up.
但是呢，加拉太教会的不能分辨。
But those...of the Galatia church could not discern.
所以保罗很着急，哇，这样就完蛋了嘛。
Therefore, Paul was really anxious for them.
所以赶快写这封信啊，去告诉他们。
Therefore, he wrote this letter to the people in Galatia.
就这一件事，这问你们这件事情就好。
I just want to clarify this to you.
你们受圣灵是怎么来的
？How did you receive the Spirit？
所以保罗很着急啊，所以讲这个话。
Because Paul was really anxious, that's why he spoke this statement.
第三节说，你们既是靠着圣灵入门，那现在还要靠肉体去成全吗
？In verse 3 it says, after beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
我们的信仰不是属肉体的。
Our belief does not build on flesh.
今天我们是凭着信心顺从圣灵，而不是要靠自己肉体去什么苦修苦行来得救，这个不可能的事情。
Today we received our salvation because we have this faith, not because of our human effort.
所以保罗说啊，那你们是这样的无知吗？那你们以前受那么多苦都是徒然的吗
？And therefore Paul said, "Are you going to be so foolish? Then you will all suffer in vain."
所以他第五节在说，那个是圣灵给你们的，又在你们心当中显很多神迹奇事啊。
And verse five,
到底是怎么来的？
And verse 5 says, Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law?
So, this is like Abraham, Abraham believes in God, God will call him righteous.
And this is the same for Abraham because he believed in God and therefore he was righteous. It's because we believe this gospel of salvation. And this gospel has given to Abraham by God.
So, 万国必因你得福。
That all nations will be blessed because of you.
所以今天我们因信耶稣基督就得到这个福气啊。
So today, because we believe in God, we receive this blessing.
这个证据啊，跟以撒一样。
This promise.
做亚伯拉罕的子孙，承受神所应许的产业。
This promise is the same of Isaac that we will inherit the blessings of God.
好，我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
说这便叫亚伯拉罕的福气，因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentile through Christ Jesus.
看到这里我们就很清楚了。
So if we read this, we understand.
所以今天我们能够确认，我们是跟以撒一样，是凭着应许生的，是神的儿女，是将来要承受产业的。
We are just like Isaac. We are born of the Spirit, and we will have the inheritance of the promise.
就是这个圣灵的证据了。
And this is the promise of the Spirit.
这来看到二十八节。
Verse 28.
加拉太书三章二十八节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28.
从二十七节来看。
Verse 27.
二十六节好了。
Verse 26.
说所以啊，你们因信耶稣基督是神的儿子，就是都是神的儿子，这是一个哦。这里是神的儿子是一个。
You are all sons of God. It's actually the son of God.
那这个儿子下面就会说明这个儿子怎么来的。
And how did this son came about?
二十七节。
Verse 27.
说你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
For those who have been baptized, you have clothed yourself with Christ.
并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里面都成为一了。
There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ.
这个一就是神的儿子。
This one means the Son of God.
所以这个受洗很重要。
And therefore baptism is important.
不管你是谁，就是神的儿子，一个。
No matter who you are the Son of God.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
说你们既属乎基督啊，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
If you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
这个承受产业的就是以撒。
And this heir refers to Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，只有以撒承受产业。
Because the son of Abraham, only Isaac got the inheritance.
今天我们信耶稣基督，受洗归入耶稣基督里面，就成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Today we are baptized. We belong to Christ. We are the descendant of Abraham.
就是以撒一样。
Just like Isaac, we will have this inheritance.
感谢神啊。
Thank God.
我们就认识自己的信仰。
We have to understand our own belief.
就是从圣经的很清楚的啊。
From the Bible, it's very clear.
所以我们的信心呢要坚定。
Therefore, we should have a firm faith.
不要受世上的任何一些来影响。
We should not be deceived by things of the world.
不要受到人的一些软弱啊，或者什么样的来影响我们的信心。
Or be influenced by the weakness of others.
不管有什么事情，不能说我不上教会啊。
No matter what happened, you cannot say I don't want to go to church anymore.
那是我们母亲啊，是撒拉，你不能离开她。
Because the church is our mother, that is Sarah, we cannot leave her.
我们看到第四章的二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
第四章二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
这里说，但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母亲啊。
But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she's our mother.
在上的耶路撒冷降到地上来，就是真教会啊，圣灵建立的真教会。
The Jerusalem that is above coming down to earth, that is true Jesus' church built by the Holy Spirit.
我们都是他所生的，他为我们洗礼的。
We are born of the Spirit. We are being baptized.
所以圣灵所生的，圣灵就借着教会为我们洗礼啊，圣灵借着教会为我们洗礼，我们是从圣灵生的。
Therefore, the Spirit through the church baptizes us. Therefore, we belong to the Spirit.
不是属于地上的耶路撒冷，是天上的耶路撒冷。
We do not belong to the earthly Jerusalem, but to the Jerusalem in heaven.
就是今天呢，都属灵的真教会。
And that is today the true Jesus Church.
她是我们的母亲。
She is our mother.
不要离开她。
Do not leave her.
那我们就是神的儿女，就是承受产业。
Then we are the children of God, and we will have this inheritance.